couple of weeks, and then the other one will go, oh, she's not phoned us for an order for a while, we'd better give her a discount. So they give her a discount, so she gets that one for a couple of weeks, and then the other one goes, oh, they've not put in an order for a couple of weeks, we'd better give them a discount. And so it goes on. It's been enormously lazy. But the upshot is we had pork hamburgers and wedges for dinner tonight, and very tasty they were too. All noted on the printer. I've got to ask, mate, how big is it? Like, you know, what's the actual dimensions of the thing? Just curious to know sort of how much space one of those things takes up. Round to you.
Too easy there, well, that'll be me too. Well, as I say, you said about the being lazy with the cooking. I'm even lazier. I buy the prime Scottish quarter pounder burgers. All I have to do is take them out of the freezer and slam them in the old air fryer with the onion rings, you know, the roasted onion rings. And as I say, the cooking time for the burgers is the cooking time for the onion rings. The onion rings come out nice and crispy. In fact, what I started doing, I'm actually letting it run for about 5 minutes before I put the onion rings in. Otherwise, they come out very, very crispy. but just a little crisp on the outside. The breaded ones rather than battered ones. But yeah, so I'm even lazier. That's the printer. Well, I did measure it for something. The base is roughly 2 foot cube, and then it's probably, with the things on top, it's probably 3 foot 6, something like that, in old money. It's got the magazine on the top, I've got two magazines in my case, on the top. It takes up a good size space, and I must admit, that's for two, what we call 260 cube, it'll print 260 by 260 by 260, and I'm looking at a 350 cubed one at the moment, designed for the aggressive filaments and that sort of thing. So so I do need to create some space, but I know people, you put them in the garages and things like that, but the problem is obviously temperature stabilisation. You need to keep them at a constant temperature, and also relatively low humidity as well. So, having them in the house, I think, is a much, much better idea. But, so there you go. So that's for information purposes only, not for accuracy. Back to you, Owen, 220 LRB.
M7OHK. Oh yeah, okay, so that is, I mean, I figured it would have to be, you know, of a reasonable size, because obviously you're printing things of a reasonable size, and it's all got to fit in it, isn't it? That is quite a chunk of space. I was just going to say that, when you said some people put them in the garage, I think, I don't think I would, having heard yourself and Gordon talk about the importance of controlling the humidity, because obviously garages can get quite damp, can't they? And that's probably suboptimal. Or maybe just my garage, and other people have got beautifully damp-free garages. It's an interesting one. I've been thinking about possibly looking at getting one, because just thinking of the, you can just make anything you need. There's so many times I thought, oh, it'd be really good if I had a thing that looked just like that so I could do this job. Space is the thing, isn't it? And the other thing is, you've also perfectly described the dimensions of the tank my son wants to get. He had his heart set on getting a fish tank. I said, well, if you do your jobs and you earn your pocket money and you save it up, and if you can look after him, then we'll think about it. He's now changed his mind and he wants to get an axolotl, the mind boggles. Round to you, Ned.
To you, and I'll be returning an axle nozzle. I don't know what the hell that is. I know fish tanks are quite involved, because I got one from my father, and he always wanted them, and he's had a stroke, and he was sort of a little bit housebound. He couldn't play golf or anything like that anymore, so my mother let on that he'd always wanted a fish tank, so we got a fish tank, and then he's sort of, you know, you put the water and everything in, and then you have to condition it for about 6 weeks before you actually put any fish in, and it was really quite funny. This was things sitting there bubbling away for 6 weeks. My kids were very young at the time. I got them to draw some fishes, and then we stuck one on the outside of the tank with these paper fishes. And it was such a strange occurrence because, you know, if you sort of, you weren't actually looking at it, but you could see it out the corner of your eye, and you'd swear blindly these fishes were moving. Well, they were stuck on the outside of the tank as well, because it didn't move. But, you know, all the kids and my mother said the same. She said, I'm sure that bloody fish just moved. Yeah, good fun. Good fun. A bit of advice on the printers. If you're going to go for printers, go for a mid-range one. Bit more expensive, but a lot easier to use. Get one that's fully enclosed, mid-range, somewhere between 450 and 500 quid. There's, well, Creality, the brand that I've got. There's any cubic, there's bamboo. Just pick the one you want. They're the three brands that come to mind straight away, but you know, it is possible to get them. But get fully enclosed one, and don't worry about drafts or anything like that, you know. Because even in the house, you know, if you have a drafty place and you put it in there, it can cause you some problems. But having it fully enclosed will negate those issues. But yeah, save your money and buy a decent mid-range one. But anyway, what was that thing you said wanted? I couldn't quite get my head around it. Back to you, Owen. 20 LRV.
M7 OHK returning. I should have qualified that. I'm not going to be in the market for some time. There's too much radio stuff I want first. I'm going to go one hobby at a time. I don't know whether I want to go for getting an external tuner for the random wire, I think what I'll do is actually I'm studying for my intermediate at the minute, so I'll wait until I've got my intermediate license and I'll see how I get on an HF with the current setup when I've got a bit more power under my fingers, as it were, and then I'll decide where to go from there. But the pot is mostly leaning towards improving antenna situations. I might go down the 3D printer route down the line. I've got too many radio things I want first, so they're taking priority. The creature that my son wants is an axolotl. I struggle to spell this. I think it's an Alpha X-ray Oscar Lima Oscar Tango Lima. Looks like a salamander or a newt, but it's got these kind of fluffy gills, and their mouths always look like they're in a smiling position, so they kind of look cute. So that's the creature he wants. So he'll still need a fish tank and all the paraphernalia, but instead of fish, he wants an axolotl. There we go. Round to you.
So a grinning lizard or new type creature, yes. I like the sound of that, yeah. Having something permanently wearing a smile and grinning at you out of the tank every day, I think is it's quite, as you say, very cute. Oh dear. Yeah, it's really a pretty thing. Yeah, now as I say, I would say, you know, where you are at the moment with the radio hobby, stick with radios. Don't go down the route of buying out there. You know, they all have their strong points and their weak points. You know, and I wouldn't say there's anything out there that stands out as head and shoulders better than any others. So, but they'll be around for a long time. And it's not just the 3D filament printers. There's 3D resin printers. There's laser etchers and all the rest of it. There's a whole hobby out there. A bit like radio. It's not as simple, but as it first seems, you know, it's not just one thing. It's a whole family of things. It's like the radio hobby. But yeah, I mean, what I would say is, I think you said you made contact with the local club. If you can get hold of any of the local club members on air or by any other means, you know, let them know that you're on the lookout for a, antenna tuner, and you know, it's well worth it, because somebody will say, "Oh, I've got one I don't use it anymore," you know, you can pick up this kit at mate's rate, which is always very, very satisfying. I've got both manual and auto tuners. I've never ever used the manual tuner. It's up on top of the shelf somewhere, I think. The automatic tuners I use a lot. LVG, I can't remember what they are now, but they're for the Icon radios. In fact, I've got one for Yaesu radio somewhere, because I've logged my, I have a Yaesu, Tom, for me to shut up. Back to you, Owen, 20LRV.
M7, OHJ returning. Just leaving a little pause there in case anybody wanted to come on in or use the system. Just let us know. All noted. Although, on the permanently smiling lizard / newt, I don't know, mate. Well, as I say, the boy says it's very cute. I find it a little bit like the Joker out of Batman and a... Maybe I'm becoming a curmudgeon, but I find it a little bit sinister. But that's probably just me. Noted on the if I do go down the 3D printing route, get an enclosed one. That's some top advice as always. Thank you very much. Well, you probably know what I want to say here. It's been so quiet on 2 and 70 that, you know, most of the contacts I used to pick up were generally members of one of two clubs, either the Braintree Club or the Chelmsford Club, because they're kind of in my arc in terms of what I'm able to reach and what I can hear. But even then, activity's been a bit quiet. I've got people's contact details, so that's a really good shout. Just say on the lookout for X, Y, and Z, and see if anyone's got anything they want rid of. In fact, most of my gear is actually second hand. I think the only thing I bought brand new was the first radio. The Retinus, but I've moved that on since. And then my X50 antenna. Everything else has been second-hand, I think. And you know what hams are like. They look after stuff, don't they? Everything's been in tip-top condition. And a really good shout. Thank you for that. Wisdom passed down as always, Liz. All right, round to you.
2E0 and I'll be returning. Yeah, I mean, pretty shout out on here as well, just so you're looking for some sort of antenna tuner. Probably a good idea to have a look around and see which ones you actually want. I can't remember what your HF radio is, because I mean, if it's one of the big three, then you can normally buy a dedicated auto tuner. And you literally just push a button on it, and it whirs and whizzes for a minute, and then flashes a light at you to say okay, or flashes twice to say it's reasonably okay, or flashes three times to say no way. And that's the way the LBG ones work anyway. But yeah, have a look around and see what you are. The manual aerial tuners take a bit of getting used to it. What you've got to remember is when you've done it, when you finally tuned it into a particular band and got it working, write down all the settings so you can go back there next time very easily, simply by getting it. You've got all the things, which switch to select which and what tune to do and whatever. Once you've done it, make yourself a little note. I mean, if you get them on second hand, there's a good chance that somebody's already done it, but unfortunately all their settings will relate to their antenna in their location rather than yours. You'll have to start from scratch again at the bottom. But having said that, it's well worth it. I mean, some people swear by them, other people say, oh no, they're sapping all your power and all the rest of it, But, if it makes the radio work and it gets you out, I've noticed in mine that with the antenna tuners that you can always tell when it's tuned because the reception gets better. The RX is suddenly improved, and you know you're on tune then for that particular band at that particular frequency. In fact, I meant to send you an email. It's still sitting at the bottom of my pending tray at the moment. There was some Klansman military radio. Antenna-wise, there was a couple of reels of it. They're like handheld reel things with this Kevlar reinforced aerial wire with the fixings on the end for you to tension it to or wind it up to and all the rest of it. But the beauty of that stuff is I'll take a quick pin to finish that over. It doesn't stretch because it's Kevlar encased and all the rest of it. So whereas most other types of antenna wire you use will actually stretch over time, this stuff doesn't. It's squatty proof, and it's very good. I think there were two reels going for a tenner, or 11 quid, I can't remember what it was when it finally went, but it didn't sell, and it came back up again. So I must find the new link, and then I'll send it to you. But well worth looking out for antenna wire. It's good stuff. I can guarantee that, because I've used it myself. And it just does not stretch. I had one up for about 4 months. So I didn't need to retension it at all. Whereas I did try some using the speaker wire, and that I was constantly having to retension it because it kept sagging down, quite markedly over the space of a few months. So yeah, something worth look at. But please get internet on here. See what you can get. There's probably people on here listening tonight that are. That might have something that might be of use to you. So yeah, give it a go. But just let me know which radio you've got for HF, over.
M7OHK returning. So the HF radio is Yaesu FT450D. I love it. Really, really love it. It's like me, Les. It's simple, and it's just very easy to navigate around and get things just as you want them. And the only thing I'm thinking about, just as a slight improvement, there's a keypad where you can plug it into it, and then you can key in the frequency you're looking for. Only reason for that is it takes forever to get through 10 meters to listen for anything using the dials. A keypad might be a handy thing to add to it. But other than that, it's absolutely brilliant. I will keep an eye out for any email from yourself. Really appreciate that, thank you mate. With the link to the wire. my current wire is fine, but I can definitely detect a little bit of stretch in it, and that's even now. I've only had it a week, and when you're putting it under a bit of tension, I'm like, yeah, I've got that a little bit further along the taut line hitch than I did the last time, only by millimeters, but I can tell. Yeah, something that's a little bit more robust would be very useful. And as for writing down the settings, well, this is where hobbies collide. I'm a perennial settings writer downer from guitar. Like when I've got a sound that I really like and I've got all the effects lined up on my board, oh, I better take a pip. M7, OHK returning. So whenever I get a sound that I really, really like, I have to write it down to make sure I can replicate it the next time. And much like the radio, as you say, that might work for one guitar and might not work for another one. There we go. Hobbies colliding. Round to you, Les.
2E0, and I'll be returning. Ah, right. Yeso 450T. That's what I had. And I'm fairly certain I've still got the LDG auto-tuner for it. So give me a ring, and we'll have a chat about that. As I say, I'm quite sure, obviously I haven't got a Yaesu 450D that I can plug it into, so I'll send it down to you, and if it works, then, as I say, it will be very reasonably priced. Oh dear, I did advertise it once, because I sold the radio, but the guy didn't want the tuner. I think it was something like a Y1200 or something, I can't remember what it was now, but it's an auto tuner. You press the button either on the tune button on the radio or the tune button on the auto tuner, and away you go. But as I say, give me a ring. You know, I think if I haven't put my phone number on any of the emails I've sent you, I'll put it on the bottom of this one with the what's it on. And the other thing I was going to say when you're doing these long wire things, always use a bit of paracord around a pulley and then attach the stuff to the pulley. But I mean, you can put the pulley on a piece of paracord and tie it to, say, a tree or something. So you can actually tie it to a tree. But I'll send you a picture of the ones I use here. But I would suggest those for long wires, that sort of thing. And then it makes it easy for you to get it back down to do some work on it if you want to lengthen it, shorten it, whatever. Just makes life very, 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 very easy. I'll have to have a deep delve into the cupboard behind me, which is full of stuff, and see if I have actually still got it. I think I've still got it. I can't remember ever getting rid of it. And of course, it's no use to me because obviously I haven't got a 450D anymore. But it's a cracking 450D is a cracking radio. You know, it's you can use the filters and things, and you can pull the signal out. It is very much a manual type of thing where you have to go down. You know what I'm talking about with what you call them now, little things. You have to adjust them all and tweak them. And, oh dear. Never mind. Anyway, back to you, Owen. 2E0, LRV.
M7, OHK returning. I'm still slightly chuckling here, mate, because we were talking about, get in touch with this and, put a call out here and, you might find someone, and ironically, I was talking to the man with the right gear. Sounds good, mate. I don't have your phone number, if you attach it to the bottom of the next email, I'll give you a buzz and we'll sort something out on that. That would be absolutely fantastic, and as always, mate, thank you so much for it. I think the 450 is brilliant. It just works, and maybe it's because my VHF and UHF radio is another Yaesu. Maybe I'm just accustomed to the way the menus are all configured, but it's just so straightforward, and I do like simple because I'm not the sharpest tool in the box, Liz, so that tends to be the best way forward for me. But that would be amazing, mate. So once again, thank you ever so much, and we can chat about that over the phone down the line. There was something else I was going to say, but it's completely popped out of my head. And I don't think it's coming back. So I'll pass it back to you, Liz. 2E0LRV from M7OHK.
2E0LRV returning. No problems. As I say, I'll have a dig around as soon as I find it. I'll take a picture, drop you an email of it, and I just want to make sure I've got everything that needs to be with it. You know, I can't remember how it worked now, to be honest. I don't know whether there's a lead or an extra connection you have to have on it, but as I say, I'll just check that it's complete and workable before I ship it down to you, and I'll ship it down and then try it out, see what you think, and then we'll take it from there. Yes, I didn't realise you've got a 450D. I mean, they are a fantastic radio. I know, what's his name, OMK, Dan and Kent, uses his all the time, and he swears by it. I had one for, 5 years, and it was brilliant, and luckily, I bought it at the right time. Not long after I bought it, there was a currency upheaval with the Far East, and it meant that when I sold it, for £25 less than I actually paid for it. He was like, I'd had it for 5 years. And it was still a very good price compared to what they were new at the time. And the guy that bought it down in Wales, he came up to try it out. And we put some calls out. I think, I can't remember, it was probably 20 metres or 40 metres. Put a call out, and the guy that comes in was from his hometown in Wales. He's like, whoa. And they talk about sales pitch. You know, it was like, you know, this guy just, his face just lit up. I'm having that. So, now we're supposed to maybe, because I bought it from new, so it's all boxed and everything, you know, because as we do, we tend to have, we keep all the boxes for everything, certainly all the radio boxes. Sometimes I wonder why, you know, because the amount of space these bloody boxes take up on me. You know, every now and again I have to go up in the loft and say, oh yeah, I've still got this box for this, this old domestic appliance I got rid of 10 years ago, or, you know, that sort of thing, and throw them out, but we do, it is what it is, but it'd be nice to, you know, you'll be doing me a favour, because it's just taking up space here, and it's out of sight, out of mind, so I was never going to get around to selling it, because it's, I no longer see it like I used to, but, shut up time, thank you, Owen, 2E0LRV.
Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-Ray. Do you mind if I join you two for a quick over? This might actually be better left towards the end of your conversation, to be fair. I just want to give Owen another brain teaser, and I'll leave her with it. Mike 7 Uniform Fox X-Ray. James, passing it over to Owen, M7OHK.
M7OHK returning. James, acknowledged. Good to hear you. Hope you're well. I'll pass it to you in just a second, mate. What I was going to say, Les, the one thing I've realised in this hobby is the fascination with double boxing. Like a fool, I threw away the box that my first ever radio came in. But I have assiduously kept every box since, knowing that coming in the original box and then boxing the original box up when you come to sell it on is a big deal. So I've got lots of boxes up in the loft. Crikey. If I put my clogs anytime soon and all my radios find themselves in the charity shop or the skip, there's going to be a lot of boxes up in the attic that people aren't going to have the first clue about what the heck they are. Right, round to you, James. M7 UFX, M7OHK in the group. If you pass it on to Les after, that would be awesome. Over to you, James.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Owen. And like I said, really what I wanted to do was jump in and give you a brain teaser, but I'm aware that I'm interrupting your flow of conversation with Les, and it's been an interesting one, but I've been looking forward to talking with you again. since you mentioned that you're into puzzles and stuff like that, I've been on the lookout for them. So I solved one on my own the other day. I want to hand over to you, but I'll allow you to continue conversation for the time being, because that's only polite. Les, nice to hear your voice, my friend. And I hope you don't mind me jumping in. It was, like I said, it's something I think Owen needs to jump in and call something out at the end of your conversation. And I'll continue monitoring and listening as you do. I only just turned my radio on, and you know, my two favourite people were on the air, so I couldn't help it. Gotta jump in. Anyway, I'll hand it over to you, Les. Continued conversation with Owen, and then as you wrap up, Owen, bring me in, and I'll give you a little teaser. Then, if you have, give me one of your own, and we'll muddle over it. And then, when we meet each other again, we'll exchange answers. I think that's a fair way to do it, rather than me always giving you the brain teasers, Owen. Anyway, over to Les.
Good evening, James. Yeah, no, don't apologise. I mean, that's why Owen and I leave long gaps in between overs, so that people can come in if they want to. But now you've left us with this, how can I put this, hanging in the air, wondering what the hell this this brain teaser is. So, but yeah, I think Owen and I are about to covered everything that we were going to cover tonight. You know, we've sort of quite literally breezed over the food issue and moved on very swiftly before anybody jumped in with more recipes and flavours and things to entice us onto the air. But never apologise and say that the gaps are there for a reason. You know, and they're there so that people like yourself can jump in if you want to. You know, it's we're not taking over. We're just filling up a bit of empty space, but leaving gaps in case somebody else wants to join in. You know, sometimes you can get quite busy, and sometimes not. You know, I think people sometimes rather press the PGT, just enjoy the conversation, and a little bit loath to actually jump in. But you're not interrupting the flow or anything. We were just. Just chewing the fat, and as I say, it is what it is. So but enjoy. And as I say, on your next day over, you'll have to tell Owen what the brain teaser is, and also for my information as well. I'm not very good at brain teasers, but as I say, I'm just curious as hell now to know what it is. So with that, over to Owen, 20LRV.
M7 OHK returning. Mate, I'd echo it, everything that Les has just said. Thought it was a bit quiet on here. I put a call out. Les gave it a while. Nobody came back, so he came back, and we've just been chatting away, but leaving good, respectful gaps so that people can come in if they want to. It's absolutely great that you have me. To be fair, I was going to make this one my final, because as Les said, we probably covered all the bases we were going to cover tonight. But also, like Les, I am now very intrigued by the brain teaser. I failed miserably on the last one, so I want to see if I fare any better tonight. So I'll tell you what, James, I'll hang around for a couple more. You fire out the brain teaser. Let's see how Les and I get on. So round to you, James. And mate, like Les says, don't apologise, mate. This is a network. It's for everyone. So come in. That's why we leave the gaps. It's better when people come in. Never interrupting. Always adding. All right, mate. Round to you, James. M7 UFX with a brain teaser.
Yes, thank you for those kind words, you two. I always just feel that if there's a conversation in the middle of, in the middle of its run, I don't like to intrude right in the middle of it because it interrupts the flow. I'm aware that it can do that. Thank you for just letting me jump in there. I felt that you two would have, you were okay with me doing that anyway, so I did. Anyway, sad. This is a math-based one. It's just based on groupings, and it's quite a popular one. But I came across it the other day. Someone posted it, and it cropped up on my usual feed. And I spent about 20 minutes on it, and then I figured it out. And then I looked at the answer, and I was correct. So I'm glad about that. So this is the puzzle. So you have 8 weights, and you have a simple measuring scale, which you use in order to just measure one side or the other. So imagine a balancing scale. So you can put one set of weights on one side and one set of weights on the other, and you can see whether they're even or not. So you have 8 weights on this scale, and you can only measure twice. Now, how do you find out which of these 8 weights is heavier than the rest? Now, there's only one heavier. So you've got 7 weights that are the same weight and one that's heavier, and you can only measure twice. How do you determine which one it is based on those conditions? I shall pass it over to Les. 30 LRV, I think. 0.7 new 1.48 right over to Les.
230 LRV returning. Interesting. 8 weights. You can only measure twice. And you've got to find the heaviest. Yes. Yeah, how do you pick that out of the 8? You can go 4 and 4. And then you know which 4 the heaviest weight was in. But how do you pick it up the second time around? Only twice. Yeah, I need more than twice to do that. It's very, very feasible, but doing it in 2, that defeats me. So yes, I'm not gonna spoil it and ask you for the answer. I'll have to wait till the next time you come on. But little brain teaser. Yeah, put 4 on one side, 4 on the other, and then you know which side the heaviest one's on. Then you have to sort of work out how you're going to tell which is the heaviest one. Because if you split the, you know which 4 have got the heaviest in, so you put them on the scale at the second time, and 2 on one side, 2 on the other, and then you know which side the heaviest one's on. Again, so that's it's 1 of 2, and then you have to take a guess. You just pick them up and fondle them, and decide which one's the heaviest. That's my sort of half-hour solution. Over to you, Owen, see if you can do any better than me.
M7, OHK returning. I actually would go a different route from you, Les. I wouldn't put all 8 on the scale at the same time. I would go 2 groups of 3 and then 1 group of 2. Because we've only got one defective ball here, or weight, or whatever. What were we doing, balls or weights? I can't remember what you said, James. But we've only got one that's heavier than all the others. So if you go 2 groups of 3, and then group of 2, probability is that you will probably have your heavier ball in one of the 2 groups of 3. If you haven't, you've lucked out, because if you put your 2 groups of 3 on the scale and they balance, then you know it's one of the other 2, and then you just weigh those. That's your second measurement. then if they don't balance, I'm going to have to think about this a little bit further about what I'll do next. But James, tell me if I'm on the correct lines there. Round for you.
Yes, Owen, you're on the correct lines there. I think I'll give you a few more minutes to think, but once you realise that you've got a set of three left over from your first measurement, because obviously one side was heavier than the other, then you can still measure, can't you? You've got one more measurement left. I won't spoil it for you, but yeah, Owen, you're right on the money there. You've got step one 100% correct. I'll pass it over to Les now, see if he can get it before you. Steal your thunder. That's the trouble with the token ring, isn't it? That's priority. Les, 2E0LRV, over to you, my friend.
2E0LRV, yes, I see Owen's logic. I mean, hopefully when you do the 3 and 3, they balance, and you've only got two left. And then it's very easy to find out which is the heaviest. But if one side of the three goes down, then you know that one of the heaviest. I think I see the logic. Yes. So if one of the three is heavier than the other three, then you can discard those, and you can also discard the two that are left over because you know it's not those. Then you would take the three, and you pick two of them, and you'd put one of the three on one side, one of the three on the other, and if they balance, you know the one you haven't put on is the heaviest, and if the one side drops down, then you know that the side has dropped down, so you found the heaviest, yes. So, Owen, congratulations on step one. You got it. And provided us the answer for the quiz, I think. Anyway, over to you, Owen, 2E0LRV. I hope that was explanatory, over.
M7OHK in the group. That's exactly where I'd arrive to as well, Liz. If you put three and three, and one side is heavier than the other, then you remove the lighter side, and then you measure two of the balls from the three that were the heavier, and if one of those is heavier, that's your one. If they balance out, then the one that you discarded is the heavier. There we go. Good work. Hey, we do well on the crystal maze, I reckon. Round to you, James.
Oh, I think someone jumped in there and gave part of the Crystal Maze theme tune. It was interesting. You know what? I was really rooting for you to get this, and it's so interesting listening to people work out the puzzle. It really is. I enjoyed that. Like I said, it took me about 20 minutes on my own to figure this one out, so you guys did it quicker than me. Well done on that. And it's a bit of fun, isn't it? It's great for the radio, these little brain teasers. If you do get any, then feel free to throw one or two my way. And I won't be mean to you guys, you know, if you need a day or something to work something out, and that'll be fine, because I expect the same courtesy on my side. I've been listening to an Audible book. It's called Everything is Predictable. I can't remember the author. I'll have to look it up, but essentially he's been talking about Bayesian probability and stuff like that. It just got me interested in this over the last week, and of course doing lots of searches and the algorithms on the internet, and obviously picked up on that, and of course these little quizzes that are popping up on my little feeds. So that was very interesting. Anyway, I'll pass it over to you, Les, I think. 2E0LRV, you might have something good for Fox Ray. Straight over to you.
Waking up Jenny, my bird, please.
2E0LRV. Somebody is trying to come in. I didn't quite catch your call sign, but do you want to go ahead? You've got 2E0LRV, M70HK, and M7. Oh, I've forgotten what your call is now, James. It's gone. But yeah, brake safe. If you want to go ahead, give us your call sign.
Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, just testing from inside the house and just reprogramming a radio up, just wondering whether I've got my ZTTS the correct way round, if anyone can confirm.
That was M7CCS. Yeah, well, you're getting it in, so it must be correct. That's all I can say. If you want to join in with the conversation, then please do. We're sort of on, how can I put this, problem solving at the moment. But yeah, it'd be interesting to if you've got your name there. And as I say, when you're finished, if you pass it over to, I'll pass it back to me. Actually, I think it was my go. So over to you, sir. It'd be nice to have your name. My name is Les, by the way, Lima Echo Sierra. So and we've also got Owen. OHK, and I've forgotten what James's call is, but he's got James down in Portsmouth. So back to M7CCS, I think.
Yeah, Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, thanks very much there, Les. Personal is Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra. And of course, I used to have a W in my call sign, originally from Wales, but I've moved this neck of the woods. A lot's happened in the last 3 years. But I'm currently in my, I say for my forever shack now, my digital dangerous mobile radio, as we call it, DMR radio, after 5 years, when I keyed up yesterday, it decided it was going to reset itself. I've not got a memory of the code plug anywhere, so rewriting the code plug out of another radio, and I was trying to key in the first time, and I wasn't quite getting in because I put the CTS the wrong way round. So in the software, it's the wrong way round to what it is on the radio. Funnily enough, it's a bit Chinglish, being in any tone, but all good. I'm not going to hang around, but thanks for confirming it is working, and I know which way the CCTS goes in now. 7-3 for now from Mike 7, Charlie Sierra.
Mike 7, Charlie Sierra, 2E0LRV. No problem at all, Chris. Yeah, no, you're getting fine, nice and clear, no problems at all. No noise with you at all. Just a quick comment, I've got your QRZ up. You've highlighted all your text with dark blue and then the black text on that. I've got not very good vision at the moment. I might have some work to be done. It's impossible for me to read. I don't know if you can take the highlight off. I mean, it'll prove a little bit easier for me to read. But as I say, going on the thing, I'll shove you in my log, and then we know we've got you. But you're more than welcome to join in if you want. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, we're leaving quite long gaps in between overs so that people like yourself can come in if you want to. But you're more than welcome to join in if you want. As I say, it's all a bit, somebody said, crystal maze-ish. Oh, dear. It is a bit of a brain. It's a bit of late at night, and there's very few people on. So, you're more than welcome to jump in. Anyway, with that, so I don't hit the time out, I'm going to pass it swiftly over to Owen, to the 0LRV, to M7OHK.
M7OHK in the group. Good to hear you, Chris. And as Les says, if you want to hang around, more than welcome. Although I am going to make this one my final, because I've been on here a little while. Best to jump off at a respectful time. Good to hear you all tonight, James. Thank you very much for the brain teaser. That was a good one. I'm going to rack my brains and send one your way, I think. I can't think of one off the top of my head right now that's that's worthy of the challenge, but I'll have a think maybe in the next few days. And Les, mate, always an absolute pleasure. Thank you as ever for the top tips, suggestions, advice, wisdom, all of that business. And yet again, mate, we did manage to squeeze food into the conversation, which is always good. But I'm going to bow out, gents. I wish you all 73s, and I'll catch you all on the next one. M7OHK, passing it around to, for Les's attention, M7UFX, and I'll lead you gents to it. Over to you, James. M7OHK, off and clear of HubNet. Many thanks for the use of the system.
Yeah, it's not a problem, Owen. You get yourself to bed. don't be thinking of too many brain teaser sheep. it'll be nice to have some of yours along my way. I could do with the brain exercise, to be fair. It's just nice every so often to have a little puzzle. And also, I think radio is a great format for it. Bouncing back and forth, figuring it out between, several people. I think it's actually a very good little game. So, I look forward to it, to the next couple. And it'll be nice to challenge each other every now and then. It'll make good sport, I think. Like I said, I didn't get I tuned in very late into the conversation. I didn't hear much about all the food and whatnot. So that doesn't mean that I don't need to go away and probably make some morsels for myself. I tend to eat very late, and today is no exception. So I'm going to have to put on some Kiehl's and grab some can of peas out the old larder. which is totally covered, and I'll put some smash on put some smash in the microwave, or I might have some chips. Actually, I haven't had chips in a while. Chips sounds good. I might do that anyway. What I'll do is I'll bring Chris in now. Chris, I apologise. You did give your call sign out and I haven't jotted it down. And that's terrible of me. But I have my PC open now and my notepad open, so I can jot your call sign down. So, Chris, if you're still around and you want to have an over, then please do. But if not, we'll leave it for 4 or 5 seconds, and then Les, if you can pick it up, if Chris isn't still responding. Anyway, over to Chris. Mike 7 Uniform Fox Radio, Chris.
Mike 7, Uniform Foxtrot X-Ray from Mike 7, Charlie Sierra. Thanks very much for calling me back in there. I'm not a frequenter on HubNet too much, but I do listen because, of course, we've got the local gateway, Charlie, where I am, of course, QRZ. That's a little bit out of date. I've had a long story short, really, is your parents bring you up and look after you, and then at the end you look after them. Pretty much what happened, I moved away to Wales, and then of course I moved back